Welcome back to the Campbell Conversations. This is a continuation of the debate for the Democratic primary in the New York 53rd Senate District. The race is between incumbent Senator Dave Valesky and challenger Rachel May. Couple issues we didn't get a chance to discuss on the broadcast. Let me start with this first one, and it's my political scientist question. I can't resist this, but one of the aspects of this round of state elections all across the country that has struck me, but also in New York, and frankly, in all of my years of watching elections, I can never remember state elections being so oriented in this way, is how much the messaging about President Donald Trump has dominated state level elections. And it's been part of both of your messaging and your campaigns, both of you. So, Senator Valesky, you've included in your messaging and your mailings in particular the importance of standing up to President Trump. What does that mean at the state level, and why is that so important to be thinking about in this election cycle?
Well, I think that's a great question, Grant. I'm glad you raised it. There's no question Donald Trump, clearly the most divisive president in American history. At the state level, what does that have to do with the state level? Good question, but decisions and policy choices that are coming out of Washington in many cases are flat out not good for New York State. So we have had to push back as a state time and time again. The effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, New York State is leading the way of pushing back. The anti-immigrant policies that are coming out of Washington, I was able to help create in the last two budget cycles an immigrant defense fund to provide representation and defense against the federal government where there are attacks on immigrants. So time and again, we're seeing policy decisions out of Washington that are having a real serious negative effect here in New York, and we as New York State government can and should continue to push back in whatever way we can do.
And Ms. May, what's your sense of it? Why is it so important to be talking about these in state level elections, particularly legislative elections?
Well, partly for those reasons. There are a lot of ways that New York could be a firewall against some of the horrible policies coming out of Washington, but we haven't been able to do that. So, for example, the Reproductive Health Act is now really important, and I know it's probably true that there aren't the right number of votes for it right now in the Senate, but part of that is because Dave voted for partisan redistricting in 2012 that really tilted the playing field to the Republicans. And
you're talking about the proposal to essentially codify Roe v. Wade into state law.
Exactly, because our law is way predates Roe v. Wade. So that kind of thing, we have this unlevel playing field in New York State because of the way our districts are gerrymandered and because we haven't been able to pass decent voting laws. We have some of the worst voter participation rates in the whole country because our voting laws are so restrictive, and we haven't been able to change that. So I think fighting back against Donald Trump is part of it, is empowering Democrats in this state to be the blue state that we ought to be.
And let's consider one other issue, and that is health care. There is a push in the state to essentially establish a single-payer system for the state. It would be a huge change in the structure of an enormous section of the economy in this state, and certainly across the country. It's a big sector of the economy as well. Senator Valesky, what's your position on this piece of legislation, and where is it going?
I'm a co-sponsor, actually, of the New York Health Act. This is the otherwise known as a single-payer health system, or would establish a single-payer health system in New York State. There are, I believe, 31 co-sponsors of that bill. And this is something I think that as soon as we get back to session, we'll continue to take that bill up and attempt to move it forward. So I think that's critically important. I think there are lots of issues around that question. How are you going to pay for it? What happens to employees of private insurance companies? I represent several hundred employees who are employed by private insurance companies. That's an important issue for me to consider as a state senator. And the other issue, you know, there's not going to be any single-payer health system in New York State unless the federal government provides a waiver of Medicaid and Medicare funds and directs that federal funding to to the state. I can't imagine how this federal government would actually take that action.
And so that's a provision of the law that it's contingent on that happening before it goes into effect.
That's exactly correct. That's right. It would require a federal waiver from CMS to be able to implement in New York State. So there's a lot of work that continues to need to be done. One final point I want to make on single-payer New York Health Plan, Reproductive Health Act, and many other issues. These are bills that I co-sponsor as a senator, and my opponent has indicated that she supports. How, Grant, I guess this is a rhetorical question, how then would replacing one supporter of that bill with another supporter of that bill actually increase chances of that bill actually becoming law? Again, if there are not 32 votes, we have a 63-member Senate, if there are not 32 votes on either of these issues or any issue for that matter, replacing one supporter with another supporter doesn't get you any closer to the 32 votes to actually pass the bill.
I think that's a good question, Ms. May, but let's start with your view on this act, and then we can get to that.
On the New York Health Act, yeah. Well, I think it is not just the right thing to do in terms of covering all New Yorkers, but it is economically the right thing to do in terms of rationalizing our system of how we pay for health insurance. Right now, it's incredibly expensive for employers to hire people at starting level salaries because they have to pay huge amounts in benefits. And so it becomes an incentive for them to hire gig workers or part-time workers or whatever, cut back on their full-time employment. So it's something I think if we can have a real advocate for it. So in terms of what's the difference between having somebody who's a co-sponsor and a challenger who also supports that bill, I would not just support it. I would be a real advocate for it. I'd be out there trying to explain to the businesses why this is valuable to them in terms of their employment landscape and why it's valuable to our county governments in terms of cutting county property taxes and a lot of other things that it's a bill that's going to have a lot of pushback. And I think some of the pushback is coming from some of the funders of my opponent's campaign, who clearly believe that he isn't really going to walk the walk when it comes to the time for an actual vote to be taken on that bill. So the big difference between us is we both say we support these bills, but I would actively support them and actively support a majority in the Senate that would bring them to the floor and try to pass them. And that's a real difference between the two of us.
Just a couple of minutes left. I'm not supposed to enter into this debate, but I'm going to do it as a political scientist because I'm going to argue with both of you, okay? On this New York Health Act, it's hard for me to imagine this ever becomes law. I mean, the state would be taking an enormous gamble economically on this, and it would restructure so much of the economy. And when you think about this being one state among 50 states doing this, all the dynamics that sets up for businesses and individuals, retirees, just go on and on and on. It would just be a huge kind of riverboat gamble that the state would be taking. It's hard for me really to imagine that this goes through for a state. I can imagine it for a country, but it's hard for me to imagine it for a state. Senator, any response to that?
Well, I certainly agree. I mean, health care should be done at the national level, as the Affordable Care Act was, and we should have a Congress in Washington that understands and appreciates the value of providing health care for all its citizens. But this goes back to one of your previous questions. Again, where the federal government is in many cases failing, states have to step up to the plate and consider things that I certainly agree with you would be far preferable to be addressed at the federal level.
Ms. May?
New York State is one of the biggest blue states in the country and ought to be a leader on this and could be a leader on this. If you look at the finances of the New York Health Act, it saves the state money, billions of dollars, and it shifts around the burdens of paying for health care in a much more fair way. So I really believe that it's possible to pass it. I think there is, whenever I'm out talking to voters, they are very much in favor of it. I think there are going to be some special interests like Big Pharma and and the insurance industry that will be against it, but I think we can bring them around. I think the bill really is also designed to take some of those savings and use them to transition workers into healthcare delivery where there's going to be a demand for more jobs. I think it actually will attract people into this state. I think it will bring employers into this state because they won't have to be paying giant health insurance premiums. I think it will make it very attractive for people to live in this region and to just say, oh, we can't do that. I'm tired of having a state government that keeps saying, oh, we can't do this. I think we have a moment of opportunity when people are awake, they're engaged, and they really want change, and we can get there.
We'll have to leave it there. Again, thanks to the two of you for making the time to do this. That was Rachel May. She is challenging incumbent Senator Dave Valesky for the Democratic nomination in New York's 53rd State Senate District. Thanks again to both of you.
Thank you, Brad.
Yes, thank you.